the actress had a very bold affair. Or it would have been if they were seen out in the public square. Instead it was in secret, they cuddled and they kissed, and spread fresh gossip with each tender tryst. But that was back in days of bawdy fun, when fair folks felt no fear of quip or pun. When you heard a saucy saltzayer like a spot of sport, but it happens to be hard to fit it in, or someone was on the job or was polishing a knob or debating the debaucheries of old Nell Gwynn, when you heard fainting fits, other naughty bits, or cool, what a lovely pair, the bishop and the actress were still there.